You said there was no income on the Boardwalk Inn last year?
Yes. Correct.
Okay. And that is that 225 Just Joe? Or is that the other
one? Yes.
Okay.
225 Just Joe.
Okay. So there was no income to do an income approach on Just Joe Parkway. And the so all of the data you provided, you're saying from an income perspective, is associated with 2719?
No, it was both the property I have provided. It is not alone because there was a renovation going, construction going, and so I need to bring that property into the market. So there were all the expenses and all this income. I had to keep the employee there because the property, the second property needed to be that people don't have the theft and all these things. So I had to made it with the insurance policy and everything because I have the mortgage on that property. Both the property has a mortgage. So I both the property require the full income and expense because that is what the bank is also looking for.
Okay. Did you get any income off the Just Joe Parkway property?
I might have some of the income because
how much of the compared to the other one would you say?
I would say 10%? I might have issued a $100,000 business there, and other one was around I think $300,000-$350,000.
So about 25% maybe, or no, third.
Yeah.
About 25% of the total.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, because the property becomes the brand name, the main property, in middle of July 2024. So before that, it was not operating. So it was it was that amount. Because if you look at the star report, you can see my RevPAR and all, it will tell you like $8 RevPAR for entire year.
Okay. And I'm going to assume the cost approach on this would probably put it way above what the income approach would.
Absolutely.
Because you just can't build a hotel anymore. No. So we're trying to struggle through an income approach. Does the board have questions on this?
So I just want to understand the... So BOE number one had no income and BOE number two?
I think he was saying that of what income he's reported that number one
was
had
third.
About 25% of the total. Is that my understanding?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
And I would really like to know what our basis was last time when we made these appraised valuations last time.
Yeah, last time we didn't do on the income base. We did the physical basis of the property.
Okay, so is a cost approach last time you're saying?
Do
you guys think that that's what we did? I mean, is that what it looked like?
Yes, that is.
Or whatever you got in your notes? Okay. Okay, from your income approach, guys, using what data he's got, do you have any way to do kind of a quick and dirty on that one? I mean, what information do you still need?
I mean, so basically the STAR reports help set a cap rate,
okay,
which we can't do without.
There's no way I can provide any STAR report on the second building because it is not...
Okay.
Branded. It's a brand
that's it. We understand. Let's let him finish for a second, and then I'll go back.
Yeah, sorry.
So without a cap rate, we can't do an income-based approach because there has to be a cap rate.
Do you have
set.
A cap rate that you've used on a similar hotel
so
property?
So we had one that came in after all of this was done. We accepted their income-based approach because they basically provided the entire approach to us.
Sure.
It was set at 90%. We can attempt to try to do it, but the problem we run into is this parcel, after it was sold, was split.
Right.
So trying to figure out how to assign certain income to the two separate entities that he, you know, even though the one entity owns it, he's operating them as two separate entities.
Okay, and right now both properties are open for business?
The second property is under construction. It's not, I don't have a lobby yet working on. This year it will happen soon.
Did it,
maybe
did
in a month or two?
Did it have any? Did it have any income in 25?
As I said, it could be have the $100,000, right?
That's what you said. It was like 25%.
Okay. Yeah.
That's gross sales. $100,000 in gross sales, or is that net profit?
I think that was gross. Was that $100,000 gross, roughly?
Yeah, it was gross, yeah.
All right. I guess, I mean, it's up to you guys. I mean, we can sit here and do a calculation, but I'd almost like to see if, since we don't have a big docket this morning, if maybe you could come up with something to look at that this morning to try to help us along here. If that would be possible. What do you guys think?
Yes, and after that, then I have a recommendation. But I want to hear what they have to say first.
Okay, go ahead, guys. Do you think you can use that cap rate from that other hotel kind of thing and come up with punch in the numbers, see what we can do?
I'll have to go back to the office.
I understand
that.
It'd probably take you 20 minutes, maybe something like that. 30.
Maybe.
Yeah, something like that. And Jerry, did you want to go ahead and have one?
Or nope. Do you want to... Not until I hear their...
Okay, you want to see what they say. Mm-hmm. Okay. We're gonna see with what you provided. If you don't have anything else, we're gonna see with what you provided. Since you did split it into two, it does cause some problems with that. But in not having the income on the property, so I hate to ask you guys, but if you do that, it'd probably be helpful. We've struggled with these motels because, of course, with Airbnb and everything else that's come out, you can't do cost approach anymore because it's just impossible you have to do some sort of income approach. All right, I'll tell you what, are you going to be around later this morning?
Yeah, I will be.
All right, he may call you and he might have some more questions for you to talk to you, and then we'll take it up a little bit later this morning again, okay?
Sure. Thank you very much for your time. I appreciate more time.
Right,
bye-bye.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it sounds like he said he bought it as is. He probably didn't get much data. It's just my guess. I don't know what the board thinks, but...
Well, our issue last year was they were on the same parcel.
Yeah.
And now he's split it out, which is the right thing, but now he's basically starting over, so...
And it's not that we can consider his legal or financial problems as part of valuation,
Correct. But
it sounds like to me he's going to have some other issues with Choice Hotel. But maybe Choice Hotel throws up their arms when it's not worth going after for him. I don't know. All right, we'll be in recess for a moment on that. And really all we have is the outdoor advertising at 10 o'clock here, unless you want to talk more about the exemption case on the New Life.
Recess, yes, right now?
I'm sorry?
You said a recess right now?
Yeah, would you guys like, you want to take a recess?
Recess till 10.
Okay.
Fine.
Be in recess.